Yeah, it's kind of frustrating for sure. I mean, especially back home. I mean, over here we can find a way to win the games, and it's tough. But you know, I think we try to stay positive in the room, and you know, after you know Colorado's game, I think we played pretty good, and came here and we battled hard for each other, and you know, we were 2-1 up, and give up a goal, and then you know, those shootouts, you never know. But yeah, we just it's hard to find a way over here, and we need to find it. And if you want to have that push for the playoffs, you know, I think you have to be successful home, and you know, we have to make sure we are better here.
I feel like these last two games are closer to the way you guys played before the break, though.
What is it?
This is closer to how you played before the break when you guys were on a roll.
I think so. I mean, I remember like before the break, our D zone coverage was pretty good. We didn't give up much, and now it seems a little bit. I think it's still pretty good. I mean, it's just sometimes they got you know, a few shots from the point, and they got a few goals from that. I think we you know, obviously me too as a wing, you know, we have to be better blocks those shots from the points, and have a good jumps after the face off. You know, we give up two goals after the face off, and we need to have a good jump there, and make sure we block those shots.
Remember the last time you played in overtime with no whistles in it?
Oh yeah, I don't even know it was no whistle, but I think in the past I didn't have much time on the overtime, but it's nice to be out there, and I started to have fun with it, and yeah, it was kind of going fast overtime, but you know, it was chances in both sides, and too bad we didn't finish it off.